the purpose of that memo is we had done a lot of analysis to say, as the services have changed their IT / cyber training to meet the emerging requirements, we had in fact begin to cover many of the topics in great detail that we were requiring civilian certifications for, or commercial certifications for. So what this new memo does is say, where services you have met the requirements of those civilian certifications inside your standard training, you may now use that to meet the commercial certification requirements.
Can you give me an example?
Okay, so in some cases, some of the A-plus certifications that we were currently required, they are now mostly covered in the basic IT training we provide for Marines and sailors. So it didn't make either mission or fiscal sense, as we have adapted to continue to pay commercial certs for those things that we are already teaching and frankly can internally certify that we meet those requirements.
Now, is this a different level as well for different people? So, for instance, your day-to-day person who maybe handles the computer has some cyber IT training, but your systems administrator has other training?
Yeah, this is much more directed at the professional cyber workforce, the guys that are frankly ITs, CTs, your security specialist, where we require some fairly detailed and high-level certifications for them to do the work they do. So what we've basically said here is, as the services have adopted and adapted their military, particularly for the military, their military training programs, so that they now include more of the things that you would get from commercial certs, let's do the comparisons, you know, straight up one for one. And if we have military training that meets that standard, so we haven't changed the standard, we're not lowering the standards, but if we have military training that is equivalent to that standard, frankly, let's take credit for it. We don't need to pay for the civilian cert on top of that.
Is there a sense of how much this could save you guys?
Don't have that yet. This is, we're working this. This is something, you know, the memo came out, you know, on the 8th of February, so we're working through the numbers.
How do you make sure you track these certifications are documented? Is there a system or a way that people, like, if I take a class, I can put my...
Absolutely. I mean, we're just like, I mean, the Navy and the Marine Corps training and education systems have those requirements now. I mean, we have to document and certify whatever training we're providing. So all this is doing is making sure that we're taking credit for it. The tracking of that already occurs through our normal training and education process. I mean, one of the things maybe people don't know is you get a lot of credit. When you come out of the military, particularly if you're coming out of what I'll call military technical training, we're very effective at giving the veterans the data that says this is the detailed training they had, here's what it meets up with in the civilian world, so that they can get college equivalents or they can get technical certifications that might be required in some of the trades. So that process to do that already existed. We are just now adding some of these commercial certs to that process, because as our training changed, we started to know that we were including more of that in the basic military training.
But just so I'm clear on this, if a sailor or a Marine takes some training around IT, let's specifically say IT security, and that is equal to a commercial certification, they don't need to double up. They can just say, I've taken this Navy Marine Corps provided training, and therefore I'm now qualified for...
to do that Navy Marine Corps job.
Correct. But as they come out, they can also use that to say, I've also met the qualifications under this commercial recognized training.
They can. Now, I want to be clear. That is still up to, you know, whoever's hiring them or whatever school's evaluating them to, they have to make the determination whether they will accept that. Though I will tell you, our history is in most cases when we, the military departments, Department of Navy, you know, Department of Defense, have said, this is equivalent training, and they can show the documentation, it's very widely accepted.